I know you know that old saying, everything ain't for everybody. Well, that's true. Now, a lot of people may not want to hear that, but it's the facts. As you grow your company and become more mature as a CEO, you start to realize that you cannot serve everyone, nor should you want to. And by the same token, everyone isn't meant to come along with you on your journey. So it's not just about the business and the clients. It's a personal thing as well. So many of us try to bring along everyone on an idea or a journey, and we don't even realize that they're not meant to come along with us. Well, that's a nice way of putting it. In reality, sometimes you just have to laser focus in on a select niche in order to achieve your goals. Again, everything ain't meant for everybody, and you have to be okay with that. Today, I want to focus on giving yourself permission to eliminate clients who are not aligned with you. I'll even share my own tips on how I became a master at this by necessity. But first, ask yourself two questions. Who are the people that I want to invite into my exclusive space? And how can I maximize my revenue by niching all the way down, yet still leave the door open to bring people in over time? Welcome back to another episode of Mogul Chicks Chat. I'm your host, Adrienne Graham. I'm the CEO and proud founder of Mogul Chicks LLC, and that's Chicks with an X. I am a serial entrepreneur and a self-made businesswoman who is a strategic business growth advisor, published author, mentor, and investor. We help female founders of color grow and scale profitable job-creating companies and eventually get their companies investment ready. We also help groom them into dynamic leaders and CEOs and build legacy wealth in the process. Mogul Chicks is a mindset, a way of life, if you will, and a blueprint for female founders who want to build a legacy of wealth and a generational business empire. We provide strategic business growth solutions and a platform for resources, mentoring, networks, and education. Our mission is to take your company from flat to profit generating to job creating to investment ready. My personal mission is to help you build and run a better company, reimagine the way you do business, and build lasting wealth. Oh, and before I forget, be sure to tag at Mogul Chicks using the hashtag Mogul Chicks Chat on social media. Make sure you rate the show and leave a comment. It helps people find us. Share the love, share the love. Welcome back, and let's get right into it. I'm so happy about this topic today. I know it's probably going to ruffle a few feathers, but you know what? Sometimes you have to get exclusive in order to get what you really want. I've already gone over all of the things about how this isn't for everybody, and you know, it's okay to be okay with that. But I want to focus on some of the talking points that I have today about this conversation. So the first thing I want you to do is stop worrying about serving everybody. Everybody isn't your target market. It makes me so angry every time people say there's over a billion people on Facebook. You can find a whole lot of clients yet. No, those billion people are not your target market. The smart person is the one who narrows their focus to figure out exactly who it is that they need. The more you narrow in your focus, the better chance you have to find the right person, the right clients, and provide stellar service to those clients. Their experience is even better for them because you are giving them exactly what they ask for and exactly what they need. There's nothing wrong with that. There are a lot of people that feel like they want to serve everybody, especially in the beginning when you're in the early stages of your company development. It may be tempting to just say, well, I'll open my doors and service everybody. You know, like an accountant may say, hey, I want to work with everyone, or I want to work with people all across the country, or I want to work with all entrepreneurs. It doesn't make sense. The better deal is to focus on who you want to serve. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I just want to be an accountant to real estate developers, or I want to be tax advice consultant, excuse me, for people in Southern California who are in the entertainment industry. You know, figure out where you shine most. Figure out who you can help the most. That'll go a long way in helping you to establish who your niche client is. And there's nothing wrong with that. And if anyone tries to tell you, no, go get that money. No, trust me, the more specialized you are, the better your pricing can be and the more you can command what you're asking for. The second thing is be more discerning with your time. Guess what? You don't have to grant everybody FaceTime with you. Everyone doesn't need a discovery call or a consultation. People who are legit about their business will understand that you have to be protective of your time, and they won't be angry with having to pay for that time. You know, there is a lot to be said about that old saying, time is money. It certainly is. And the more people value your time, the less chance you have that they'll be wasting it. How many times have you had people sign up for a discovery call and it turned into some, girl, yeah, oh my God, we have so much in common. Oh, I know. Yes, what your offer is outstanding. I love it. However, I don't know if I'm ready yet. I don't know. You know, I have some other things going on. So let me think about it before I make a decision. No. By the time I get to a discovery call with someone, they already know what their need is. They already know that they are experiencing a pain point that I can solve. So it's just a mere matter of formality, and they're trying to understand how I can better service them. And this is your opportunity to show them that. Again, time is money. If you feel comfortable with, you know, providing an in-depth consultation, charge for it. Charge for it. If a person balks at you charging for a consultation or charging for your time to answer some questions for them, they're probably not your client. And I know a lot of people are going to give me some backlash on that. But again, time is money. The next thing is be involved in conversations that elevate your expertise. Listen, that does not mean going off and offering consults and sharing your links about your company and stuff like that when you see conversations happening online. No, it means providing thoughtful commentary that move people to take action. And let me be clear, not a funnel play. You know, nobody wants to go to your website or fill out forms or, you know, to get a free guide or whatever it is, a free gift or 10 tips to do it, whatever. I don't know what those things are, but what they call lead magnets. They are very well for new people who you want them to get familiar with you. They do very well with that. But if you want people to respect your expertise, you have to showcase your expertise. You know, some of the best clients I've gotten have been because I responded to a conversation and I didn't ask for a sale. Now, I know some of you are going to jump in here and say, but you should always be selling. No, that's not true. Plus, if your content is designed right, you don't have to be selling because it sells for you. I hire people to do sales for me, and I don't, you know, get into all of that selling, and I'm not always on there selling. You'll see me posting things, but no, I'm not out there pushing and selling and trying to close the, no, but that's a whole other conversation. Until we start learning to be part of conversations instead of trying to hijack them to show how smart we are and how successful we are and how our company is the best match, we'll always be considered as just people trying to make a sale. I don't know about you, but I prefer to have people seek me out instead of me trying to fit them into my funnel. I want my company and my expertise to resonate in a good way. And there's nothing wrong with that. We are losing the ability to have conversations on social media. How many times have you opened up Facebook or opened up a conversation on LinkedIn and maybe 2-3 posts in, you have someone saying, well, my company does X, Y, and Z, and I do this. You want a consultation? Just book one here. Here's my link. I don't do all of that. I don't have to do all of that because the answers that I provide, it makes people more curious about what I do. And then they dive deeper. And then if they want to get to a point where they want to have a private conversation, then yeah, I share my appointment link with them for them to schedule an appointment. But I try to be part of conversations where I'm informing. I'm taking a pause back from educating a lot because that has made me give away a lot of stuff for free in the past. But that's okay. You know, I made my mistakes. Now I learned to be more discerning with that. So, you know, find a way to have these conversations online where you can respond to questions, respond to conversations, and in a way that lets you showcase your expertise, but you're not showboating. Okay. Talk to a brand specialist if you want to learn how to do that. I'm not that person. Anyway, number four is be okay with partnering. You know, I personally don't want to be a one-stop shop. Let me clarify. I'm skilled at a lot of things. I don't necessarily want to do all of those things. I have my lanes where I feel like I'm fire, you know, but in order for my clients to get the maximum results from working with my company, I hire on or partner with others to do things that I don't want to do, you know. So while technically this allows my firm to offer almost everything they need, it takes the burden off of my shoulders from having to deliver it on my own. This also allows a significant increase in my revenue. You know, I love recruiting. I don't want to do it. You know, I love doing staffing planning and talent advisory and things like that. But the recruiting part of it, I'd rather hire people to do that for my company, for my clients. You know, I'm sure there are things that you love to do that you're really skilled at, but you feel like you want to be in the more meaty parts of your offerings. That's why it's okay to hire people. Whole different conversation. I'm not going to get into that right now, but that's the case. You know, I can talk about all this for days because it's what I do. But if you want any more of my opinions or commentary on exclusivity and things like that, you can check out my previous shows and videos or attend one of my workshops. You know, I did say, though, that I would share my own tips on how I became exclusive. So I'll share that with you and, you know, let's get it. So the first thing I did was I made a decision to service a specific type of client. When I got clear on who that was, those are the women I sought out. I did this not through advertising, but by paying attention to conversations on and offline. I always take notes so I can remember what issues these people were talking about or what affected them and how they were asking for help, maybe directly or indirectly. That worked for me. I didn't approach them. I didn't go and start bombarding them with email. It led me to my second tip, which I made the connections as a contact before considering them as a client. I found that connecting with them over some shared interest or a conversation we were part of while it was still fresh in their minds went a long way to endearing trust. I didn't want to come out the gate selling. Plus, until you get to the core of their needs, you can't effectively sell them anything. So I made sure to reach out, connect, tell them, hey, you know, we were part of such and such conversation and I love what you had to say, you know, let's connect or whatever, you know, I'm just paraphrasing. So the next thing I did was I was super clear with my referral partners. So I have a referral partner program. Not everybody can be part of that program. You know, I'm very clear about the type of clients I prefer and it's non-negotiable. For example, when I get referral partners for recruiting work, they can't just say, hey, she finds jobs for people. No, that's not what we do. I fill critical roles for my clients with the best candidates possible. The clients are the ones who pay me. You know, I don't take resumes from people and find them jobs. I don't do that. So it's important that they understand what I do and how I drive results for my clients. So I advise you to do the same. And you know, what would make you feel motivated to work with someone? That's the question that you have to make sure that your referral partners understand. I did a deep dive interview with anyone who I was considering as a strategic partner or someone I wanted to hire. I have to not only understand their skills, but how they are in alignment with my company to help my clients reach their desired results. I don't go by how popular someone is on social media. That's all smoke and mirrors. Anybody could do pretty graphics, photo shoots, and things like that. I focus on how they provide results or what results they come up for with their clients. There are a myriad of other metrics that I use that I won't get into here, but I will say that you have to decide what metrics work best for you. If it's not a fit, I don't force it. And finally, I'm not afraid to alienate or leave anyone behind. You know, again, all things ain't for everybody. And I put that in a post one day and a lot of people, while they agreed, some people kind of on the private side were like, well, don't you feel bad about leaving people that you used to help? No, I don't. You know why? Because I elevate. Each year, I'm on a different level. shoot, sometimes every month I'm on a different level. And if clients are still coming to you to solve the same problem, there's a disconnect. There's something going on. So no, I'm not going to do that. Whereas I used to be a startup advisor. I don't do that anymore. I do that for a select few. And it's something that I choose to do. And I handpick who I want to do it for. It's not my core offering. So the startup community, while I have mentored many, many, many hours and given back so much, that is not my client, my target client. You know, when I want to do philanthropic work, yeah, sure. But as far as my ideal client, my paying client, no, they're not my target market. And you should stop thinking about continuing to service the same client if there's no change. I'm a big believer in not jerking people around for fees. I believe as a consultant that it's my job to get in there, get the job done, make the turnaround that I'm supposed to, and then equip the client to be able to manage it and handle it after I'm gone. You know, that's a whole other conversation. I don't want to get into that right now, but it is what it is. You have to be able to move on and elevate to go to the next level and take your client base with you. I hope you've enjoyed this episode and that I've given you permission to get even more exclusive. What are some of the stumbling blocks you've encountered in your path to exclusivity? What are the fears that you have? Because I know you have some. Leave your comments and let's get the conversation started. Make sure you are setting yourself up to be exclusive and that you are setting yourself up to deal with your ideal client. I'm Adrienne Graham, CEO and founder of Mogul Chicks, and this has been another Mogul Chicks chat. I want to help you build a better, more profitable company by providing strategic growth solutions, resources, mentoring, training, and access to capital. Make sure you check out the other episodes, and if you like what you hear, share the love. Pass the link on to your friends. You can find this podcast on Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Anchor, and of course, on the Mogul Chicks website. Make sure you subscribe. And if you subscribe and leave a comment on any or all of these channels, it helps other people find the podcast too. Sharing is caring. For more information about how we work with you to grow and scale your company, visit us online at mogulchicks.com, send an email to contact@mogulchicks.com, or you can connect with us all over social media at LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and Pinterest, and everywhere else at Mogul Chicks, and that's Mogul Chicks with an X. And if you're not yet part of the Mogul Circle, if you're doing over $1 million in revenue annually, what are you waiting for? There's so much value in membership and the communities. Or if you prefer a good program or trying to move beyond startup phase, check out the Mogul Chicks Academy at mogulchicksacademy.com. I'll catch you on the next episode. Stay safe. Mogul Chicks are always a step ahead of the crowd and they're always closing deals. Remember, Mogul Chicks make mogul moves and power plays. Your move. Now go be profitable. Bye.